and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 233. I've got a title for the show already, and this is the one and only mention we're having of it.
No.
Election Day.
Walk away. We said we wouldn't discuss
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying, it's done. It's done. I know, Simon, it's scary, isn't it? Anyway, hello! Simon assures us it's wine o'clock.
We could talk about
Have
the
you
Welsh...
got wine?
No, I've got water. I've got wine downstairs. We could talk about the Welsh wizard.
Let's not, eh? Let's have an entire show!
Is there anything we can talk about?
Not that won't get us locked up,
There's a
no.
song there, but...
Is it, there?
Yes.
Walk away!
It would... Just think priest.
Hello, Paul. How is it down
it
under?
It will get us banned.
It could not be as bad as it is here. It's one calamity after another here. Oh, there is something we can talk about, actually.
What?
I've got four links here that are so funny. Well, this one isn't funny, but it's typical. First sign of trouble in Manchester, and there's a major incident. Literally, yesterday, major incident. Not enough ambulances. Did you see that one?
No.
Rachel posted that one because she's in the middle of that melee. It's Withington.
Oh.
Withenshaw, rather. So they actually seriously said, and I quote, because I just laughed out loud, if you need to call an ambulance, you might have to make your own way to hospital. I thought, how does that work? I mean, unless you're the walking wounded, in which case, you know, COVID, you probably wouldn't go anyway. So if you could just make your own way. So that was one calamity. I'm with Simon. Let's all get off our off our faces. Simon says, get the wine and Toblerone out, Mike.
I could do.
You could do. You could do.
I've still got my entire Toblerone and it needs to be eaten by February.
Yes. So I think we should probably start on that very, very soon.
But you want to take a picture of me
yes,
with it.
And you won't let me with your hair.
Oh, I don't
so
mind.
So we've hit an impasse.
No, I'll wear my wig.
Which one? Oh, just tell him that's a wig. Wish you could see his face. How would they ever know?
This is true.
Just tell them you've bought a John McEnroe wig.
Tell who?
Anybody who sees the picture.
Who's going to see the picture?
Well, they're all going to want to see the picture.
The mad biters already know what I look like with me lockdown hair.
Oh, Simon says, let's go through till midnight. Oh, we could keep this going all night, couldn't we? In fact, anyway, you're quite right, Simon. We'll all be up anyway, won't we? Watching the not allowed to say it results. Mm. That's what Jonathan said anyway. Jonathan
Football.
Was going to watch
Football
it.
Football results, that's what you meant.
No, that's not what I meant, but never mind.
No, but it's safe to talk about
Now,
that.
Did... anybody see this story? That's 18 hours for Paul. That's a bit much, isn't it? Hello, Kim.
Good. I was going to say morning, afternoon.
Afternoon.
Morning.
Ish.
11 o'clock.
Yes, it's 11 o'clock.
Good morning.
Morning. Kim. Morning. There you
Good
go.
Good morning, Kim.
I've got a story that'll put a smile on your face. Somebody has been stockpiling 100,000. No, I've missed a zero off 100,000 toilet rolls. It's not us.
I've
honestly.
Got a question for you. Talking about missing zeros out.
Go on.
When you say a number,
can
you type it at the same time you say it?
Can't honestly say that's something I've tried on a regular basis. Why?
Because I do try it on a regular basis.
And can you?
No. No, because if I'm doing Excel and I'm saying, like, if the revenue is greater than 3 million, I'll have to say 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, count to myself and then say million.
Do you know, if people realised how difficult it is to actually do and explain at the same time, I wouldn't get half so many snottograms on YouTube.
Hello,
Jonathan.
Johnny.
He's running a bit. I presume he means late, but he's that late. He's not got time to put late on it. Poor Jonathan. Poor Jonathan. Yes, 100,000 toilet rolls have been stockpiled by Andrex, That's one heck of a lot of dogs, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you haven't got a clue what we're talking about, Andrex toilet paper in the UK is advertised with Labrador puppies. Would if there was a Labrador puppy free with every pack? House would be overrun, wouldn't it?
There was a stuffed one.
There was a stuffed one, yeah. And there was a pencil case one.
Yeah.
Because I remember insisting you got Andrex toilet paper when I was about 26, so I could have the dog.
And when we were totally unprepared for Maya, we used the dog lead.
We went off to visit Maya, but only to see him, because we couldn't pick him up till the following week. Did we have that with us? We must have done.
I don't think so.
I think we did, you know.
Did we?
Maybe I had some stuff in it. But anyway, she said, oh, take him home with you. So he had like a little collar on, but we had no lead. So I took the lead off this stuffed dog. That was probably the first one he broke.
Luckily, he wasn't strong when he was like 6 weeks old.
He was 7 weeks old, wasn't he? Bless him. He was 7 weeks old. Oh, fun times. Jonathan, no.
No mentioning.
No, that's a banned subject. It'll only kick off.
Johnny wasn't there when we said that.
No, fair enough then. The company stockpile. Yes, exactly, Kim. Not a person. But having said that, apparently I heard this afternoon, the shelves have been stripped bare of two other items. What are those two other items? Quiz time!
Pasta.
No. Two other items, and there's not any to be had. Because I would have thought with both these items, there was a limit on the number you could use, but hey-ho.
Judging by what we've said in previous weeks, condoms and sex toys. And there's a limit you can use on that.
Just, you know, I'm tempted to give you half a point for that. No, I can't. I can't, but you're not a million, you're not that, you're not cold. It's sort of related to that if it all goes hideously pear-shaped. Nappies and baby wipes.
Oh. I was going to say little blue pills.
Paracetamol and beer. Oh, Jonathan's got an idea there with batteries. And gloves. No, no, it's nappies and baby wipes. But does a child use more nappies in lockdown? You see, not having partaken of the skin thing, I would not know this. Do let me know. Can honestly say Lola doesn't use more poo bags just because we're in lockdown, does she? Mind you, this amount she's eaten today, you might need a bin bag. Do you think she's eating for more than one? No, no,
not,
no.
Not she's, on my watch.
She's been in lockdown. No, it's not happening. Jonathan thankfully doesn't need either. No, yes, but it's early yet, Jonathan. It's early in lockdown. I saw a video that did the Kim analysis thing, all very scientific it was, and came up with a date for the end of the whole debacle. December, don't get excited, 2023. What do we think of that? CQ, Deb, CQ. Without the loo roll, it might be your only choice. Exactly, Jonathan. Don't think that you only need a certain amount of hand towel for the kitchen. Always buy spare. Anyway, Mike's stockpiling something, aren't you?
Am I?
Yes. Under my instructions, you are. What did I say you needed to do? Like I would know these things. Get slots at the supermarkets ready.
Yeah. Well, I've done that. I did that this afternoon.
As far as
I can go. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, I found some kitchen roll.
What, in the house?
Yeah.
Like we'd lost it?
Yeah, like I'd forgotten it was there.
Oh, that's possible then.
Yeah, it was under the dining table.
Yeah, we wouldn't find that, would we? We would not find that. Didn't Kim say she was interested in Jack the Ripper? You know, as you do. This book may or may not be free in America today, but it's free over here today. The Truth About the Whitechapel Murders, it says. So I'll put the link in, the Amazon link. I watched a documentary on that. It was very, very good because it was like a homemade thing. Just shows you that the how professional the stuff is you can make at home now, which is just as well, because we're going to be in lockdown forever and ever, amen, anyway, aren't we? So what's going on with everybody else's? Before I tell you our big news. We are not leaving the house, are we, Mike?
Well, I got talked about.
You always get talked about.
Yeah.
This time?
You know, I told you before.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Magic Mike.
We know you're magic. It's just everybody else knowing it that's the issue. Go on.
That was it. I told you before that my scouse friend at work...
You're going to have to explain what scouse is.
Simon knows what scouse is. I called him one the other day.
Well, Simon would know. Doesn't mean everybody else would know.
Somebody from Liverpool. My scouse friend that I was talking to on Teams, because she had a VLOOKUP question.
That's what they call it these days.
Yeah, was telling me that she just started her new role and was extolling my virtues and called me Magic Mike.
Extolling yeah. virtues.
But she was sat there in a jacket, a fleece, because she was cold and she wouldn't turn the heat on. But she is going to claim back her tax allowance for working from home. In a big red fleece jacket with Dalgleish on the front and Dalgleish on the back.
Oh, how unfortunate. Did you tell her we sat next to him at the memorial?
I probably told her at some point.
Anyway, the other big news that's happened here, that this is humorous, I guess. It is to us. The news broke yesterday of this. So I'm going to put this link in. And it's the Norfolk Birds. Simon will be there really quickly. There was an outbreak of avian flu in Norfolk. Now, for reference, Norfolk's what? 220 miles away?
Yeah.
So we thought, not good. You know, is it H1N1 or whatever the heck it is? And then this happened. You know we live on the Cheshire border. Frodsham. That's about halfway between here and Wales. So about, what, 20 miles?
About 30 miles, yeah.
Frodsham's not a good place to visit anyway. But now they've got avian flu.
Not for me, it isn't.
No. Mike visited there once, didn't you?
Yeah.
It didn't end well, did it?
No.
Do you want to explain what happened, or shall I?
You explain.
He had some chicken.
Chicken, yeah.
Yes. It was dead on a plate. It wasn't alive.
It was about 20-odd years ago.
Yes, and there's a possibility said chicken was also 20 years yeah. old. It's resurfaced in a rather unfortunate way.
It made a reappearance, yeah.
For many, many days afterwards. Food poisoning. So, no, it's next to Stanlow. I think it's next to the... do you know that sign that we've laughed at before? The nuclear reactor and the spider farm. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, it's near there.
You know what the Cheshire Birds reminds me of?
What?
Cheshire Housewives.
That's a whole different show. Oh, driving past Stanlow was one of the things that used to tell Simon he was nearly back to the ancestral home. Yeah, you wouldn't want to live there now, though, would you, Simon? The Cheshire Birds are on the rampage. Isn't it something like 13,500 have got to be called?
Something like that.
But, do you know, unless it's done very carefully, they'll probably find their way into the food chain.
I think I went to Stanlow once.
I'm not going to eat ever again. And then I can write a book about the world's best diet. There you go. No, I mean, that's literally round the corner and they've got avian flu. How much worse can 2020 get? That is a rhetorical question, especially given what today is, which we're not discussing at any point at all. I just hope today is the first day of healing, no matter who wins, although it'll probably be a draw and then it'll drag on for months.
Well, if you go to the BBC homepage...
I'm not risking that. Not today, not after the birds.
It says nil-nil.
It's like it's a football match, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Mm. It says nil-nil.
Mm.
After 0 of 50 states.
They only guess anyway.
So that's like it hasn't kicked off yet.
Well, I hope that book is free where you are, Kim. Speaking of Norfolk, they had to backtrack on the campaign to tell the world how beautiful Norfolk was when it pointed out Norfolk and chance could be misheard. Oh, yeah, the most unfortunate. Norfolk's a bit dodgy as far as I'm concerned. Maybe it's the books I read. There's two series of books. One is Ellie Griffiths. Anybody heard of the author Ellie Griffiths? She writes a kind of police procedural come archaeology type thing, series set in Norfolk. And I didn't realise there was all these like sandbanks and oh dear me. And it's too far from a motorway. It's too far from civilisation for my liking. But there's now another one. I can't remember the author because I've not read one yet. But that's also set in Norfolk. So Norfolk seems to be the new Midsummer in terms of don't live there, there's too many murders. Did I read the Jack book or listen to it? Is the book free? The book is free.
See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan. The book is free on Amazon UK. So try that link and then go to it in your country and see if it's free. The other thing that I watched was a documentary. I think there was two of them. Let me get
Simon, many years ago, I used to play a bit of cricket. And
allegedly.
Anyway, there's a group of friends, allegedly.
Yeah, true.
And there was like a five-a-side or seven-a-side cricket competition, indoor cricket. And they named their team Norfolk Enchants. Because that's how they felt about their chances.
It's going to be in the history, isn't it? Why can you never find what you're looking for when you're looking for it in YouTube? It was like a homemade documentary, but very well done, if you're with me. And the other one was a two-parter, and that was really unusual because it was presented very much not from the position of the women who died, but definitely with a hat tip to the women who died, which when you think about it, most of the Jack the Ripper stuff isn't at all. Isn't that sad? I've got one of my own videos in my history. Oh, the pandas. Oh, I've got to share this one with you. Meant to share it yesterday. Oh, adorable. Oh, what? Look at that, Mike. I mean, just look. Panda. Four pandas in sand pits with milk bottles.
That's a bit cute.
Yeah, it's perfect for election day. It's perfect. Yeah, never mind all of that. Go watch the pandas. Adorable.
Simon missed the punchline from the dropout of the Wi-Fi. The punchline was that my friends organised a cricket competition or were involved in a cricket competition and the team name was called Norfolk Enchants because that's how they felt about their chances. It just reminded me of what you posted.
Gone? Ah, there we go, pandas.
Kim's got the book.
Yay, good. Right, where's this? Oh, where's the video that I watched? There's one. This documentary is 20 years old, so the quality's not fantastic. But the footage is pretty unique. The guy did it himself. I thought he was a little bit disrespectful to the ladies, just constantly saying they were prostitutes, which they weren't all prostitutes. But the video itself, not bad at all. Now, where's the double part two series thing? That was after John Nettles and the Donkey. Don't ask. Was it before that? I think it must have been. Can't even remember who did it. Good grief, I am going back now. I don't think I've seen all these videos. I think I've just opened them and it thinks I've viewed them. Do you know if you saw my history? Oh, it's scary beans. Surely it wasn't before if the lights go out. I tell you what, let's just do a search there. Right, we must... One of seven. That must be decent. Right, let's have a look. There it is. Went skipping past it. Okay, I'll put these in. Right, Oh, no! What's gone on there? Oh no, that's a disaster. Okay, especially considering part two's still there. Right, it was called Tale of Jack the Ripper, Part 1 Murder Maps. And the video is no longer available, which is rather annoying because part two of the thing is there. So I don't know what's happened with part one. That's part two. So let's put that in there. And then the other one. This one will still be there because this has been there for years and years. This is the 2002 documentary. I don't know where that other video's gone. I'm glad I watched it the other day now. That's not good.
Simon's still fascinated by the Manchester Pusher.
Hmm?
Simon's still fascinated by the Manchester Pusher.
I am. I am, because it doesn't make sense. What they're saying does not make sense. I've watched several videos on it, including one from this guy who usually does... he's a Manchester guy. He usually does, like, horror and hauntings. But he did a very deep dive on it. You'll pardon the pun. And it's too bizarre to be accidents. Because there's no women. If it's accidents, you've been out to a club, you've got drunk, you've fallen in. Why are there no women? None whatsoever. And why are the ones who have fallen in all between a certain age? No, there's more to it than meets the eye. There's got to be with that one. I'm not usually a conspiracy theorist, but I'm sorry. That one makes no sense. Makes no sense that there's not something else afoot. There must be. Right. I've already got that one. Let's close that page down. How do I end up? Do you know, the other day, I thought, I'll clear all my tabs out my browser, I thought. So I did. And 3 days later, I came back and I thought, oh, I need to do it again. So what I do is I send them all to one tab. 90 open pages. How? I have no idea how I do this. But I continually do it. I annoy myself with it. Anyway, let's close all of those. That leaves me with the one open. Excellent. Right. So let's go back to that. There's a lot of videos on there about the Manchester Pusher. Definitely worth a watch. Swear to you, definitely worth a watch. Because these are people who don't particularly have an axe to grind. The worst one is they actually talk to a mother and father who both heard their son murdered. And they can tell you, word for word what happened. And the police are like, yeah, it was an accident. I'm thinking, if that was my child, I would not be happy. I would not be happy at that. Just the dismissive way that they don't give a toss. But they assure us there is no serial murder happening. In other words, probably must be. Right, let's get rid of that and get rid of that. I think I'm doing quite well here now. Now I must only have like 89 pages open. I'm lethal with pages. I just open YouTube videos that I want to read. This is my problem. And the videos I want to watch. And then they just languish there. I'm very bad. Hello, Tracy. Is there anything in it or is a local tale? It doesn't make sense, Simon. So I would say it's not a local tale. The figures don't add up. There is the same miles of canals in Birmingham as Manchester, but the death rate is like 5 times in Manchester. And like I say, it's all blokes between a certain age, not one single woman. None of it makes sense. And then the things that like... There is a tiny bit of footage that they've got of somebody talking to somebody and then the police say, no, they weren't. And you're like, but we've seen the video and they were. No, it doesn't make sense. Although it's gone very quiet at the moment, but then it would, wouldn't it? Seeing as though we're on lockdown, that puts a stop to it. Can you imagine people explaining statistics in the future, Mike? And then in 2020, but you must remember they were in lockdown then. Because everything's changed, doesn't it?
True. Mm.
Dare I venture near the news page, or shall I leave it alone?
There's nothing there.
As I heard it, was all doom and gloom.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. There's nothing there.
UK terrorism threat raised to severe. In other words, we're doomed.
And the sports, the Champions League.
Deaths 10% higher than normal. Shops extend opening hours in early Christmas rush. I mean, There are no words. There are no words. Oh, when John Sessions has died, I thought he was a great comic, didn't you? Oh, I tell you, there was one funny story. Well, it wasn't funny, but nobody died, so I suppose it was funny. You know these people in London who are having, like, cellars built? And I don't mean a cellar like something out of Frankenstein. I mean they are having the foundations of their house dug out and an ultra-splendid cellar put in, replete with, like, male models and swimming baths. Those. Mm. Yeah? Well, about 2 years ago, someone was having this done in a posh area of London, and they were the end of the row. And I think they were away overnight, and the cellar had been dug out. Anyway, bit of wind, and the house collapsed. Well, it's happened again. Two houses being renovated in the middle of Chelsea.
I read the headline, I didn't know.
Just look at the picture.
What it was
These
about.
Houses just dropped in the middle of a terrace block, and there's now no houses.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't say whether they were having foundation dug. It says they were being renovated. Houses in Chelsea. But seeing as though you're having work done, I really don't know whether your insurance would pay out for that. You've got to think about the people next door, haven't you?
£16 million.
I know. Not cheap. That will be somewhere near my college, because my college used to look like that. But when you look at it, I mean, there's literally nothing left but that suspension beam at the top. That's some renovation, isn't it?
Mm.
And the houses, those living in nearby houses had been evacuated as a precaution in the middle of a global pandemic. So, not brilliant. Not brilliant. The picture, if you scroll down, you can see what it looked like before. I give up. I really do. I swear people knew what they were doing better with construction years ago. I watched, I think it was an hour and 40 minutes of a documentary about how they built the underground in the 60s. It was fascinating. Basically, you've got a bloke with a pickaxe and it was done in 7 years. The Docklands Light Railway thing started in 1996. They've not finished yet. And they've got the best tunnelling equipment on the planet. However, the bloke with the pickaxe beat them by about 15 years. It's unbelievable. And you see houses collapse like that and you think, you know, that could have happened when the workmen were in it. What were they thinking? So an average day in the UK, don't you think, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Oh, dear. That's bad, isn't it? I clearly wasn't on the actual news homepage. Was he on the homepage for England?
What are you looking at?
Well, if I go to the news homepage, I get that, like you're saying, that's just frightening. But if I go to the page that I have marked in here, I just get that, which is nice.
Yeah.
I don't have to face all the politics.
There's
though.
No pandas, then.
There's no pandas, no. The thread of the week seems to be wife beating, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. First off, there was Johnny Depp, allegedly, although the judge said he did. And today, Ryan Giggs. Now, it was comical, this, because I said to Mike, now, we must admit, Ryan Giggs is not married anymore, is he?
No.
But it was a lady of 30 in his house. And I said to Mike, you'd think he'd have learnt from the others from the class of 92. And you said there was only... Have you forgotten which one you said?
No, but before I incriminate myself, didn't one of them get off with it?
Well, the class of 92 were David Beckham, Ryan Giggs, Nicky Butt, Scholesy and the Nevilles. Well, Giggs is in trouble for, well, the police are involved and they are investigating claims that a lady in the house was hurt and there was only him there. And the other of the others, Mike said, well, there was only, and I think it was Nicky Butt.
Butt was arrested for alleged domestic assault in April last year.
And then there was Paul Scholes.
Yeah, but I don't think he...
I don't think he was charged with it or whatever. But
I know he's split up from his wife.
But you think to yourself, really? I'm sure there was something. Was it to do with his son?
Oh, his son got, yeah, his son was up before the court
Now,
for.
what for? I know he was involved, and he held a party for him, didn't he, in lockdown? Another
His
great
son was
idea.
guilty of assault after he beat up a former school pal outside a pub.
Why do they feel that this is acceptable? Because I always used to think of Scolesy as really level-headed. Oh, I know what he got done for, betting.
Yeah, but that's not battering somebody, is it?
No, but it's bringing up your kids to think that that's okay. What an unholy mess. What is it just me? Can't you teach your kids responsibility and respect? Instead of it, it's like an episode of Casualty meets Holby Blue, morning, noon, and night. Honestly. Let's have a look what's going don't they have video in the area? They do have video around the canals, but not, there's a lot of it that would be in black spots that you wouldn't see. It's old, it's, I mean, why anybody would want to be around there at night is beyond me. Let's see if we've got a site about Manchester canals. Jonathan's got one running right next to him, but his is in broad daylight. You see, the pictures look lovely during the day, but at night, no. It's, oh, Pennine Waterways it is, apparently. Who knew? The Manchester Ship Canal. Let's have a look. And a virtual cruise. No, these don't do it justice. These are in broad daylight. The canals are like, they are like caves. They're very dark. Is it the Bridgewater Canal? All of these pictures look fabulous, trust me. No, doesn't look like that. There's lots of.
John Sessions had a heart condition, I think.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Let's approach this from a different way entirely and see if we can get different style of pictures, because this is just lovely, lovely pictures. Yeah, there's a lot like this. Let's put it like that. So I'll get that. Oh, it's another bloody WebP. Ah! Pro tip. Don't use WebP. WebP drives me mad. You can't post it, nothing reads it. A lot of the canals look like this. So there's areas of the canals which are really picturesque, and you can toddle along to your heart's content and have a really nice cruise. But there's also a lot in the centre of Manchester that look more like this, which I'll get sent to Cloud App. Oh, what now? Can't upload. No, you're just going to be really annoying, aren't you? Right, says it's ready to share. Is that a canal? If that's a canal, that one you can see like light in the distance, but a lot of the time they're long, long tunnels and they are absolutely pitch black. So even if there was a camera there, you wouldn't see anything unless it was an infrared. It's a dangerous, dangerous place to be. And of course, add to that the number of bars and pubs that are in Manchester town centre. And it is not a good place to be, I would say, at any time, but particularly at night. I know one fell in into a lock. And that one would probably be interesting for you to see. This is, RT.com, the pusher. 60 bodies dragged from the canals, serial killer rumoured. But the particular picture that they've put with this one shows you just how close the canal is to Old Trafford. So when you head off for your football, you actually have to go across a bridge. So let's get that one up there too. I think there's something in it, but I don't know whether we'll ever find out the truth. Right. 67, a little young for no explanation. No, he had some kind of heart condition, but he always seemed to be such a lovely man. And when I saw him on programmes, he was very, respectful of other people and very quiet in terms of blowing his own trumpet, which is totally unlike a lot of the stars you see today. He seemed to be a lovely, lovely guy. And Bobby Charlton with dementia. Yes, it was him. He's got dementia. Nobby Styles died and he had dementia. Bobby's brother, Jackie, died in the summer and he had dementia. How long ago was that event? Must be over 10 years now.
Yeah.
Because it was the first one at the Crest of Court, wasn't it? Mm. Probably about 14 years ago, we went to an event and he was the speaker. And I was really uncomfortable. I mean, he did a great speech. You know, it was a sportsman's dinner. And it was great. But I was really uncomfortable because I thought he's clearly got Alzheimer's. So when it was over, we're all clapping. And I whispered to Mike, you know, it was good, but he's got Alzheimer's. And Mike said, do you reckon? I said, yeah, couldn't you tell? Anyway, we had two friends with us. And I said to one of these friends who works with handicapped people, and I said, it was good, but I think he's got dementia. And he said, I don't think so. Don't be ridiculous. Anyway, about half an hour later, he heads off up there to get his book signed. So he signs the book. I don't know what went on between them, but he had a quick word with the guy who booked him. And he came back and he went, you're right, he's got dementia. And he told the organiser he had, so he was aware that he had, and that, you know, if he lost his way, could he possibly sort of prompt him to get back on his right path? And I said to Mike, that must be terrifying. To stand there and give a speech is a terrifying thing to do in the first place. To do it when you know you have Alzheimer's and you could totally lose it must be doubly terrifying. But they weren't millionaires in their playing years, so that's what they did for money afterwards. Lovely, lovely, lovely bloke. But I felt like guilty and enjoying his speech, knowing he was losing it as he was speaking. It was a tough night, that one. Mm. Let's put it like that. They must have been digging out the cellar and didn't underpin it. Wouldn't be the first time, Simon. Honestly, that must have been the fourth or fifth time I've seen that happen in London. And you think to yourself, I don't think tinkering with the foundations is a good thing to do in any circumstance. I certainly wouldn't be living in the house while you were doing it. But for two houses within, the one that I last saw was at the end of a block. But for two to just drop in the middle, it's ridiculous. I wonder if they'll actually rebuild them. Oh, let me see if I can find it. This is genuine. Has anybody ever heard of Leinster Gardens? It featured in an episode of Sherlock, and this is genuine. This is genuine. There's a few pickies here. Yeah, you can see them on this. This is Wikipedia. Basically, Leinster Gardens is Victorian terraced houses, and a lot of them are now listed buildings. I think it's square. But there are two houses there, and you look at them, and they look like houses, and there is a house next door to it. Well, there's two houses. And to the left of one of these houses and the right of the other one, they're real houses. The other two are fake. They are not real houses. They were built as a frontage to cover a railway track. So they would have no problems if it needed to come down. In fact, if you look at the pictures on the right-hand side of that Wikipedia page, the third one, the top one shows you what the other side of the gardens looks like. So that's what the gardens look like all the way around. The second one, the house on the right, is a fake house. And the only way that you can actually tell from a distance, you can see the windows are like a grey colour. So they're not real windows, but it matches the house next door. The houses have no letterbox. And the third picture shows you what's behind the front, well, what's behind it, and it's a railway line. And the reason they had to do it was to do with building the underground back in the day, They were steam-powered trains, and they needed somewhere for the steam to go. So they went underground for a bit, and then they went overground. And that's what it looks like behind it. You may have seen the Sherlock episode, but I wondered if it was like a thing for Sherlock. But no, it's genuine, that. So don't dig underneath houses or you'll end up with that. We've only got the front of it, no house. I wonder where the other bit's gone. Let's see if I can find it. London House. So, yeah, probably that. Now, see, these are new. Yes, they were having, these two houses that collapsed, were having a mega basement refurb. So, yeah, having something posh put in the basement. And now there's no house. Oh, the pictures on this are even worse. Good grief. I'm actually trying to find one. No, I think that's that one. There's a million photos in here. Sorry, it's the sun and all that, but wow. I can only imagine what the people in the houses on the other two sides think. But the one I'm actually looking for is the older one. The one that happened a few... I know all of these are lately. Or was it that one? Let's have a look at that one. Is it that one? There's another one. Crying out loud. This was 2019. I don't think that was the one I'm thinking of, but this one is from 2019. Don't buy a house in London. I think is what we should take from this. Don't do that. But the one I'm thinking of was at the end. It was at the end of a row. Where's that one? That's probably this one. No, that's yet another one. 2018. Do you know, if the neighbour turned up and wanted to do some work, I think I'd be going on holiday somewhere. Obviously not at the moment. Was it that one? 2017. That looks hopeful. No, wasn't that one. Darn it. Let's try... the end of it was a corner house. It was definitely a corner house. Was it West Hampstead? That's posh. Nope, that's this other maroony coloured one. No. Oh, that's going to annoy me now. There's an article here inside London's mega basements. So putting a basement in is obviously a thing. Oh, mind you can see... Oh, hang on. They're not cellars. Sorry. They're subterranean mansions. Do you know anything that they can bamboozle you with, they will. Oh, good grief. I see what they're doing. Right. This is a Business Insider article. And it says, the mega basements, the subterranean mansions, complete with swimming pools, banquet rooms and catwalks... And when you actually look at a side-on elevation of it, they're going down, but instead of having, like, as you think of a cellar as, like, one level, they're going down three levels. So the house is kind of bigger underground than it is on top. No wonder they're collapsing. So this one's got an office, a gym, a pool, jacuzzi, playroom and a yoga room and an elevator. It is literally bigger below ground than it is above ground. What is wrong with these people? Or is it just me? Oh, and there's a lovely model there as well. In fact, that one isn't bigger underground, but it has got a swimming pool now. I'd be thinking, seriously, it's London. How far down can you dig before you get to the underground?
And the sewers.
And the sewers and everything else. Because... the underground, in places, is only 18 inches below the road surface. Clearly not under this house. I'll put the link into this Business Insider. These people have got more money than sense. Oh, Kim, I so agree. The rich sure do crazy things. I mean, honestly. But wait. Simon says these sorts of projects run on really slim profits, though. They'll have gone up in, would have gone up in smoke too, right? They must be barking. Dig down and make their own private station. Do you know, I wouldn't put it past them. But that's what I'm saying. When you think the underground stations were opened in the 1800s, and yes, there have been accidents, but not collapses. There was the Moorgate accident, but that was the driver. Either he had a suicide wish, which we don't think he did, or a heart attack or something. So that was a train hitting the end of the line. It was literally, it literally ran into the wall. But so there was a Moorgate disaster. And there was obviously 7/7, but that was terrorism. There's not been like a major collapse because, oh, it was built when Victoria was on the throne. They were better constructed back then. They used to do it by hand and they used to put in like metal supports. And then they would fill the metal in and, well, they didn't in the lines because they didn't need it. But at the station, they would then plaster it and put tiles on it. When you think about it, they've never been redone. Not in over 100 years have they been redone. But somebody decides they want a pool and all of a sudden the house collapses. Yeah, back to the man with the pickaxe, I think. Maybe people are working on the principle they want. Well, actually, I don't think so. There's a company called Orbital Basements on there for a start. They're selling an idea. Just like when everyone was having a loft extension. Only everyone's got a loft extension now, clearly. So now they're going down on that and they're all having a basement. Like everyone was having a conservatory and a patio and archways and sliding doors were in the 70s. So is it the demand is there or is it that they're creating the demand? But so many houses now have just collapsed. I would wonder why on earth anyone would go into that to have that done. I mean, it would be amazing, wouldn't it? Because we've said it would be cooler underground. It would be quieter underground. Mm. Not happening here, though. We've got solid floors. Nowhere to dig. Not unless you want to dig the entire concrete foundation out. No, we don't have that kind of foundation where you can just dig. So no basements here.
Have you noticed Lola doesn't dig?
She doesn't, does she? No. I used to dig all the time. He did. Oh, he was an excavator. Oh, actually, that was funny, wasn't it? In the front garden, probably about 18 years ago, I think Maya was two, Mum decided in her wisdom that she'd had enough of these trees and she wanted them taken out, these hideous scratchy bushes putting in instead. So she said to my dad, you know, we want rid of this tree. And we didn't put the trees in. They were in when we moved in. And Dad was like, oh, he did not want to do all of this. So he's that. He did like digging, though, didn't he? He was a bit of a menace in terms of he liked digging. So he starts digging this thing out. He takes the tops off the trees. He ends up with like stumps. Do you remember that imbecile from across the road? This guy from across the road didn't live there. So you couldn't put him on the board, Simon. But he belonged to one of, he was a relative, wasn't he, of somebody who did live there. Yeah. Came across. Now, whatever he did, I think he was something like an accountant or something. He was a white collar worker. My dad's there, strong as anything. Hacksaw in hand, shovel in hand, you name it. And he stands there like a plumber's merchant going, you'll never get that out. And I remember looking at him thinking, says the accountant who works sat at a desk all day. So my dad just looks at him. I thought, I don't know if Dad's going to say something or if Mum's going to say something, because with my mother in charge, failure wasn't an option. If he took dynamite, this tree was coming out. So Dad took a bit of a break and the next minute, Maya started digging, didn't he? And that was it. There was stuff flying all over the window, like he was just digging out soil, and Dad just stood there and went, good boy, keep going. He had the thing virtually dug out by the time Dad had finished his break. You think you love not living in a city. I am pleased we live where we live. It would be nice if it wasn't as close to a main road. But in terms of accessibility to places, but distance from them, I think it's just about perfect. I've lived further out. It was hideous. The electric was never on for 2 minutes together. It was too clickish. And if you needed something like an ambulance, no chance. It would take at least an hour to get to you. So I think we live just about right, don't we?
Yeah.
I think if you lived any closer, it would be far too busy. But we've got good accessibility to all of the motorways, so I think it's a good spot. That's why the house prices are astronomical.
Mm.
It's one of the most expensive postcodes.
Because if we live closer, we could meet up with Johnny.
We could.
Not now.
No, not no. now. Can't meet with anybody. It's a wonder I can say hello to you at the moment. It's not good. But no, we wouldn't be having one of those basement things. But, you know, who needs an underground swimming pool in Manchester? One, we've got a lot of canals, but, you know, you might take your life in your own hands. And two, it's pretty much wet enough out there. I don't need to be shipping it in and putting it in the basement. And I just look at that and think, how can that be safe? They're clearly cutting corners with it. I mean, clearly you can go down underground and it'd be safe, like the undergrounds. But clearly not with these, because that's not the first house that's collapsed. So there was those two. There was the red one, there was the corner one that I found, and there was two others. Why would you do it? No, I don't like living too far away from, not the city, just accessibility to the city. But I guess at the minute with lockdown, does it make a difference? I mean, there's no ambulances in Manchester anyway, so it doesn't really matter where you live. Can you make your own way to hospital? Thank you. You've no ambulances. It's when we go places like Macclesfield, I don't like it. It's rural, and the roads are so windy. Mm. How there aren't more accidents, I don't know. Do you remember when we came back from that do at the Masonic Lodge?
Yeah.
My heart was in my mouth. It was such a horrific journey.
Hello,
home.
Mrs. St.
Hello, Mrs. Simon. Or Mrs. How Simon. Are you?
Or Mrs. T.
She can be called whatever she likes. How's your day been? How's the lovely daughter getting on? Bit late to the party. Don't worry about that. We're talking about houses collapsing.
And ambulances.
We've no ambulances. We've run out of ambulances. So an edit came around the local news. If you're ill, could you possibly... And if you're ill and need an ambulance, could you possibly make your own way to hospital? Thank you. How does that work when you can't take somebody with you?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. Bit crap, to be honest, Paul. Fine. Is this because the weather's bad and you're worried about stuff and everything else, or is it something extra? Have you made the dizzying mistake of looking at the BBC news page? Don't do that. It's wall-to-wall doom and gloom. I mean, if you like to see houses collapse, then you're fine. I do think these basements look amazing, but I don't think it's worth risking the house to build one, do you? Playroom. No. Why would you put the playroom next to the office anyway? Wouldn't you put the office next to the pool? I think I would. I love the way on that thing that I've sent you, that Business Insider link, that was clearly marked up with Skitch, wasn't it? Skitch has a very distinctive way of marking it up.
I see a lot of stuff marked up like that.
Another one that does that, with the arrows like Skitch, was it Monosnap? We talked about Monosnap and the price of it.
I don't know, but I've got an ad blocker, so I can't read that.
Oh, a long working day. Oh, no. No. My day wasn't bad, actually. I actually got a bit of sleep.
It's got that...
It's the outline on the font, and it's the shape of the arrow.
Yeah.
I think the outline on the text...
It's like a shadow, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a white outline.
Yeah.
Well, we're plotting and planning for next week, obviously, new Apple event. We're not having a basement built, so we don't have to worry about that. These pictures are terrifying. What else is going on here? Oh, the chickens. Mrs. Simon, did you hear about the chickens? There are chickens in Norfolk with avian flu, which was of mild interest yesterday, until late last night when Mike said, you know those avian flu chickens? I said, yes, in Norfolk. He said, There's also an entire flock in Frodsham, which is 25 miles up the road. So they're terminating them. So we've got COVID rampant and avian flu. I'm never going out again. I've decided. No. I don't think it's safe for you and Lola to go out. We'll get a treadmill for her. She'll be thrilled.
Not.
We kept threatening that to Maya. But then a treadmill did come in. Mum got a treadmill and he wasn't impressed with it, was he? But he was ill with arthritis then. But I don't think he would have enjoyed it anyway. Not another virus about it. I'm afraid so, Mrs. Simon. One wasn't enough. So we've now got avian flu on the rampage. So if one doesn't get you, the other will. I mean, where does that spring from? Does one chicken suddenly decide I don't feel well and then infect the rest? Without something coming in to the area, how do 13,500 chickens get avian flu? We're in lockdown, supposedly, a tier three. And Wales, which is very close to the Frodsham border, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're actually in a firebreak lockdown. So we've got a Miss Marple case here who infected the birds with avian flu. I don't know. I don't know, but they're not well. So we're going to have like 2001. Do you remember when the foot and mouth thing was about?
Yeah.
They had funeral pyres, didn't they?
Yeah.
All you could smell was burning carcasses. And of course, that was 2001, which was the year Maya was born. Mum had literally, finally, after 36 years, agreed I could have a dog. Foot and mouth. You couldn't set foot to any of where the puppies were. Luckily, I found one, but that was in Scotland. They put Crufts back that year, so I couldn't even watch the Sammies on Crufts that year. It was a bad one. And then all the farmers were left. I mean, yes, they got compensated, but it's a bit like if it isn't happening to you, you listen to the government saying you're being compensated, that's fine. And you assume that they are being compensated and are left in a position that you would have been in before. But no, it was like the furlough scheme. It was a minimal compensation come whatever. And a lot of them went bust. And the majority didn't have foot and mouth either. And it was handled about as well as the COVID things being handled. So I'm sure you can imagine it was a complete carve up. Ah, joy, hey, being in the UK. However, today, there's somewhere worse you could be. Because you know what it's like, election day. I hope, as I said earlier, whatever happens, it's the beginning of healing for the country. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Or the world in general. Mm. But we wait to see. Who's staying up to watch the results come in? And what time can we expect the results in?
About 1 o'clock, I think.
Farming in this country is a hard life with little pay. It pretty much is the same here, Kim. It's a thankless business. I guess they had it fairly okay, but now the supermarkets determine price. There's not much wiggle room. Paul's not bothering. You're going to try, but it could be days. Think of it as endurance, Simon. Can you stay up until there's a definitive answer? You might get up early rather than stay. Oh, I think that's incredibly wise, Mrs. Simon. I made the mistake, the Brexit vote, the referendum. It was all, we're in, we're in, we're in. And I thought, oh, it's all decided. Went to bed. Opened my eyes an hour and a half later and went, what the hell happened? I think all the results that came in were like, no, we're out, we're out, we're out. And that was it. And it was, we're out. So I should probably steer clear of all of this, shouldn't I? And not be blamed for anything that may or may not happen. I just hope there is a clear result one way or the other rather than it drag on. I couldn't believe what I heard that companies, employers have told staff to stay home for 4 or 5 days in case there's civil unrest. And you're thinking, this is not some tin pot dictatorship somewhere, but nobody seems to be able to respect anybody else's point of view anymore, do they? So that's what I'm saying about, I hope that it's the beginning of a better time for us all, shall we say. Oh, Mrs. Simon did the same thing. the Brexit vote, stayed up, went to bed and woke up with a shock. I know. At first, the first ones in were, we're out. And then it all went the other way. And I thought, well, that's that sorted. Little did I know. No, it wasn't. So shall we both blame each other, Mrs. Simon? Maybe we should both go to bed this side of midnight and get up early and have a peek at it. Kim's not going to watch the returns. Would rather not waste your time. I'm never quite sure how it works. Obviously, I do. I know in the UK how it works. But in America, as soon as voting stops, they actually like predict it as though it's a fact based on the exit polls. And our exit polls have been wrong before. Radically wrong. I'd rather wait until it was an absolute fact. But I don't know how long that takes because you've got a lot more votes to count than we have here. And some of them here make a science of it, don't they? Like the North East, they're always first. You know, they'll have an entire constituency counted in like 38 minutes. And you wonder how on earth they do it. Because it's not automated here. It's stubby pencil time here. Poor Simon. Brexit, utter calamity, still haven't recovered. Oh, it's not over yet. Oh, we're going into 5 years, aren't we, next year? And it's still not sorted. Paul also is hoping for not a close election. Things are going to get crazy if it is. I totally agree. Is there any scope over there? I know you can have recounts, but is there any scope for like, yeah, it was too close to call, we'll have another one? An entire election? Or are you supposed to just muddle through and maybe like have local recounts? We'd probably have like some kind of hung parliament. Kim predicts civil unrest regardless of the outcome for as long as they can keep it up. Who are these people? Do they not have jobs and families to look after? Deb's always watched, so tonight I will also watch until I can stay up no longer. Oh, Deb. Oh, my word. I hope you've got lots of treats to keep you going. Tracy's results mostly in by midnight. There are people who would like our country to be in a state of civil unrest or a matter of taking the country down. I feel they're behind all of this. It does seem weird. It really does. Oh, and the hand counted. Wow, Tracy. The kids do it here, don't they? Don't the sixth formers do it? And they're also runners. And they have training runs. They practice for like 3 weeks just to be the first. See, 269 to 269, you reckon? If it's split, it goes to Congress to decide. Oh, I didn't know that. Excellent, Paul. You cannot have an even split as it goes to the House for a final vote. Wow. Depends on the state and what makes the recount. Not good. There aren't enough Pringles in the world to satisfy Simon. Or large Rolo cakes. Just saying. But you could plot and plan your, you know, how you're going to structure your large Rolo cake while it's all going on, couldn't you? I think that's the best approach. Well, I'll stay up as long as I'm actually working. And we'll see how all of that goes. Will we be in a position 24 hours from now to know? Or will it still be being argued about? I just hope there's a result, one way or the other, that's clear, unequivocal, can't be argued with, will be argued with, obviously, but not from a position of like, well, if we argue enough, we might be able to change it. That would be bad news all round. So it sounds like mass this, but may peace be with everybody as the results start rolling in tonight. Or you could take Mrs. Simon's approach and have an early night and forget about it till the morning, which I feel is possibly the best approach we've got. Oh, Toblerone was on sale at Costco. They must have known that you would need to stock up on it, Kim. There you go. Yes, everybody in the States, stay out of trouble. Keep safe. We will be thinking of you. I think Simon just wants it to be 269, 269. I don't think so, but I wouldn't rule out Trump. I know everybody's saying the other guy's got it in the bag, but didn't they say that last time? I mean, I know last time it wasn't a guy, it was a girl, but that's not the point. Anyway, I will be thinking of you all tonight. As will Mrs. Simon. There you go. You don't. You want it to be a landslide, just for peace and some healing. It'd probably take 4 years, but our thoughts will be with you tonight. Positive vibes coming your way. Whatever happens, we will be here tomorrow to mop up the mess, and we'll probably be no clearer than we are right now. But for the moment, we're going to say goodnight. So goodnight from me.
Goodnight from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.